You're listening to Dig Into It Radio on Demand. Hi everyone, welcome to Dig Into It Radio News for the week of July 29th, 2013. My name's Dina Martinez. Setbacks keep mounting for Anthony Weiner, aka Carlos Danger, after new allegations of sexual impropriety came to light last week. Now his campaign managers left him to fend for himself in this heated race for New York City mayor. Despite resigning from Congress in 2011 for sending private photos of himself to women other than his wife, Weiner admitted last week that he has continued to send such photos, but insists that he will stay in the mayoral race. Weiner's wife, Huma Abedin, stood by him and even articulated forgiveness during last week's press conference. Weiner is quoted as saying, "The behavior is behind him, but we're not sure that New York voters are buying it. He's dropped from a slim lead to fourth place, but is currently refusing to drop out." Pope Francis made surprising comments about gay Catholics during the World Youth Day in Rio, saying, "If someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge?" He did, however, still make the distinction that the Roman Catholic Church still stands by their belief that homosexual acts are sinful, but homosexual orientation is not. He also said that homosexuals should not be marginalized and that they must be integrated into society. Additionally, the pontiff addressed the roles of women in the church, claiming that he wants to provide women with positions of more responsibility, but also saying the church will not allow them to be ordained. Seven people were killed in a hostage situation near Miami, Florida this past Saturday. Reports are showing that 42-year-old Pedro Vargas first set his apartment on fire and then shot and killed both the building manager and his wife when they were in search of the source of the smoke. He then fired shots from his balcony, killing Carlos Javier Gavilanes, and broke into another apartment, killing a family of three, after which he took two people hostage and locked them and himself in his apartment. Negotiating with Vargas went on for nearly 8 hours, and a SWAT team then moved into the apartment, shooting and killing him. Neighbors are describing Vargas as an antisocial bodybuilder who took out his anger at the gym. His motive is still unclear. Protests are scheduled for today in seven major cities by fast food workers demanding better pay. Workers from popular fast food chains including KFC, Wendy's, Burger King, and McDonald's are planning a one-day strike in Detroit, New York, Milwaukee, Chicago, St. Louis, Flint, and Kansas City. Employees from other low-wage jobs are expected to join the protest in solidarity. The protesters are demanding a wage increase to $15 an hour. Not surprisingly, companies with a large amount of low-wage employees have serious objections to sharp increase in wages. According to the Washington Post, in the last month, Walmart threatened to postpone building plans for three stores in Washington and reconsidered whether or not to continue with plans for three other stores that were already under construction in response to the passing of a bill requiring large retailers to pay employees a living wage of at least $12.50 an hour. The Carlton Hotel in Cannes, France, was the scene of a heist totaling about $53 million worth of jewels. The resort area has been a hotbed for thieves in recent years, with two jewelry thefts happening just this last May during the Cannes Film Festival. If the value of the most recent theft is confirmed, it would make it France's second largest heist. Our condolences go out to the morning crew of Dallas's Kiss FM and to the family and friends of Kid Craddock. Craddock had been a fixture on the Dallas radio station since 1984. He founded a charitable foundation known as Kids Kids that gave chronically ill and physically challenged children unforgettable adventures. The radio personality passed away today while in New Orleans for a golf tournament benefiting the charity. A statement released on Kiss FM's website said, "All of us at Kiss FM, Clear Channel Dallas, affiliated Clear Channel stations and markets, YEA Networks, and the Kid Craddock in the Morning crew are heartbroken over the loss of our dear friend and leader. Kidd devoted his life to making people smile every morning, and for 21 years, his foundation has been dedicated to bringing joy to thousands of chronically and terminally ill children. Cause of death has not been confirmed at the time of recording. Craddock was 53. All eyes are on WikiLeaker Bradley Manning, who leaked 700,000 classified documents to the website WikiLeaks. The trial that began on July 3rd will come to a close tomorrow, as the military judge presiding over the hearing will render his verdict. Manning is charged with 21 counts, among them aiding the enemy. If found guilty, Manning would be sentenced to life in prison without parole. Peter Jackson announced that the filming of the Hobbit trilogy has wrapped. The second film of the series, The Hobbit: The Desolation of Smaug, is set for release in December, and the final film, The Hobbit: There and Back Again, in 2014. And finally, Lea Michele, star of Glee and girlfriend to the late Corey Monteith, has finally broken her silence in regards to the tragedy. Lea took to Twitter to voice her appreciation and sentiments regarding Corey. Lea tweeted, "Thank you all for helping me through this time with your enormous love and support. Corey will forever be in my heart." The post was accompanied by a photo of the two. Thank you for joining me for Dig Into It Radio News this week. My name's Dina Martinez, and this has been a Dig Into It Radio production written by Jessica Peters. Thank you once again, and have a great week.
You're listening to Dig Into It Radio on demand. To find out more about Dig Into It Radio, visit our website at digintoitradio.com. That's D-I-G, the letter N, the number 2, itradio.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You're gonna love the way it makes you feel.